Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Judy Marnin. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, LaVon.
And we're going to visit about, I think, a really exciting event coming up, Jazz and Wine. And you want to get this on your calendar right away because it's happening
Sunday. 2 days from now.
March
1st.
Right. What a good way to start out the month of March.
Absolutely.
Let's see. Is that in like a lion, out like whatever?
We hope it's in like a lamb, but not too much of a
right.
lamb.
Right. I mean, that's the weather. But hey, we could roar with success here when people come in. It is such a neat event. So where is it and what time is it?
It's at Iowa Western Community College. And one exciting thing about the event is that there's always something new at the college. And this year it's really big because we have filled out the entire building now with beautiful renovations and decor. And so it'll be exciting to see the new building.
Yes, everybody who comes can come and not only walk through, but part of the sit-down time can be in the new section, so it's really, really nice. So as people come in the door, I guess we do have a fee, right? Because this is a fundraiser.
That is correct. It is a fundraiser, and it's well worth the $20 that we charge for each ticket because you get right inside the front door wine and jazz. The jazz band from Iowa Western will be playing and will be giving people wine if they so choose.
Sitting here almost chuckling because I heard somebody say, I don't like jazz and I don't like wine, so why do I want to come? Well, you don't have to drink the wine.
Absolutely. We have all kinds of other beverages also.
And the band doesn't play jazzy stuff the whole time.
No, and you kind of leave the area where the band is if you don't like the jazz. But we're really looking forward to it this year because we're going to have the new band director at Iowa Western and his jazz ensemble, maybe a dozen kids.
Wow.
So that'll be fun.
It will be fun to see them. And then I know you have a little other music, I think, planned, soft music throughout the building.
Yes, Guy Summers is also going to be playing his guitar at the other end of the building.
All right. So a little music, a little jazz, but not so much jazz.
A little wine.
Yeah, a little wine if you'd like. And lots of
food.
Wonderful food.
We have hors d'oeuvres, and this is catered by Dusty Asklund of Griswold, who is a graduate of the Iowa Western Culinary Arts Program. And then we have desserts, and that's our real emphasis. We probably will have 30 different desserts to choose from. And they're always beautiful, beautifully displayed, and always very delicious.
And all kinds, you know. And we're going to have at least a few, I know, sugar-free and gluten-free.
Yes,
maybe
exactly.
Maybe not 100 of each of those, but at least a few, and kind of scattered throughout the desserts. I mean, it's just unbelievable. I still remember the first time I went, and I'm going, I can't believe this.
For one thing, the building looks entirely different. It is set up as kind of a club instead of a school, so that's really striking. And then the food is just fabulous, and the service. We have lots of volunteers, probably 60 or 70 volunteers working to make it flow smoothly.
And then when you get to sit down, I guess you could hold your plate and your wine, walk around if you want to, but you can sit down. And the visiting that goes on is just wonderful. You'll see people maybe you don't get to see very often.
Exactly. We have tables for eight. So if there's a couple or even a single person, everybody else will fill up that table, and nice visiting. And the rooms where you sit to eat do not have music. So it's very nice for visiting and table hopping and
yes.
Lots of neat fellowship going
great
on.
Social event. Now, we've been talking about how great this event is, but we have to remember there's a really important purpose for this event. It's not just to have fun. That's sort of the frosting on the cake, having all the fun. But the real important part of this is the money that's raised and what happens with
exactly.
that.
Exactly. This is our big event of the year for Iowa Western to raise money for scholarships for Cass County students. All the money raised stays in the county. And so students from Atlantic kind of have a heads up for
Atlantic in the area, right? Cass County.
Yes. Cass County.
Yes.
For scholarship money, and every year we have thousands of dollars to give out. And in my experience, almost everyone who applies gets something. So it's really a good event to promote education in Cass County.
And when we say that, and I think we've gotten past the point now where people think when you go on to college that it's you have to be a graduate of just out of high school, because it's open to so many different people of different ages and changing their jobs or what, or just updating whatever. Can you tell us about a few of the people who in the past have gotten those scholarships?
Well, you know that our big feature program right now is Design Technology. And Design Technology has its own scholarship program, so they also can apply for this one. So many of our recipients this year who've talked to us about this have been Design Technology students, and they are all pretty much, as you were saying, non-traditional students, people who've come back to college for this fantastic program, one of a kind, really, in the state. With Design Technology, they have a big 3D printer. They do all that fancy design stuff, and they have a 100% job outcome. So all of these people get good jobs. We have lots of good business partners, and we have people who just are so grateful to get this help so that they can concentrate on their studies. Cassandra Lynn, Ryan Gross, Dan Thompson, Sean Williams, all of them have given us permission to use their names because they're really grateful for this help. And then we have lots of nursing students. We also have the Don Sontag nursing scholarships, but nurses can also get this money. We have people in business administration. Ben Bartholomew, who's an Atlantic policeman, is getting his degree. Nan Asklin is getting a degree in human services. And all of these people have received this money in the past, plus many, many more students.
Yes, this is just a few examples that I asked Judy to give. And as you said, these folks, I'm guessing some of them will be also at Jazz and Wine helping if you want to meet some of them personally.
Yes, we're very proud to show off our scholarship winners at the event. And this is totally voluntary on their part to come and help present the event because they're so committed to the program, which has helped them.
Now, as people walk in the door or as they have already purchased tickets, and I know there's been several hundred tickets already sold, the other way that this fundraising has helped is that there's sponsors.
Yes, we have many, many good sponsors throughout the area. Many Atlantic businesses. We have platinum sponsors who've given $700 to support this event.
And I just have to say KJN is one of them. I mean,
exactly.
Somehow I have to be prejudiced to say that.
Yes, and being a sponsor means that you get your whole table of eight. So that's always fun. The Atlantic Rotary Club, the Cass County Health System, Hy-Vee, the Lutz Hills Learners, Molly, Sontag Development, those are our platinum sponsors this year. Certainly, nonetheless, are the gold and silver and bronze sponsors. Really too many to name because the whole community helps support this. And I think mainly because the scholarships go to Cass County mm-hmm. students.
Mm-hmm. And you have to realize there are some costs for putting this together. And so this by having sponsors, I think that really means that all of the people who buy tickets, all that money is staying right here. And you mentioned that Mr. Asklin from Dusty's does the hors d'oeuvre kinds of things. But the desserts come from many people in the community.
Absolutely. Many good bakers. And I must say that LaVon Eblen is one of them. And lots of good bakers. Those are totally donated. They're beautifully presented. And not, as you say, they're not all high calorie. In fact, that's one of our requirements that
all the calories
there be
are
no
removed.
Calories
yeah, right.
in our
yeah.
desserts.
Yeah, dream on.
But that dessert room is just spectacular.
And you get a dinner-sized plate, and you can have all these little samples. It's amazing. But the amazing thing, the bottom line amazing, is the scholarships then are available.
Absolutely. And we have raised a great deal of money through the years. I know Iowa Western on campus is very pleased with this event.
Okay. We want to thank you very much, Judy Marnin, for reminding us about Jazz and Wine that's happening this Sunday, 5 to 7 at Iowa Western Community College.
Thank you, LaVon.
Until next time, here's a thought. Do not let time pass without accomplishing something. Otherwise, you will regret it, maybe the next day or when you turn gray.